Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am welcomed today by our guest, Our Lady to the Stars, Alexi, and we will be hearing from her shortly. Just a little health tip for the month. I'm going to talk about, and my source is The Green Pharmacy, written by James Duke, PhD. Zinc. You know, zinc proves to be a very useful product for viruses. It killed the the SARS virus on contact, and zinc deficiency can contribute to body odor and other things. Good food sources are spinach, parsley, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, cucumbers, string beans, asparagus. And zinc may reduce your risk for COVID if using it in supplement form, 30 milligrams per day. I am sure we've seen this ad, Z-Cam, on television, on television commercials. Well, it's zinc, and it does. It absolutely winds down a cold real fast. And our cosmic weather today is, we have a very lucky time here with Jupiter's connection with Uranus. It represents prosperous energy. This is the connection that was last seen in 2012 and will not be seen again until 2026. So, lucky time, but time to get a reading too. Our last full moon in Leo shows a strong indication for finding true love this year. Sun in Pisces, stay calm. Go with the flow. So things we say today may make you think, but it's time for change, and our hearts are in love and want the best for everyone. And Lexi and I both, Lexi does a chart which will help you with weaknesses and strengths and what to focus on this year to help you change. I'm doing personal years. So to get a hold of Lexi and find out, she has various services, but you can reach her at astrology. Where'd that go? At LexiAstrology@gmail.com. That again is LexiAstrology@gmail.com. And I can be contacted at daisy644478@keen.com. And you can use the Keen email service to request a chart. So our last two or three years have been very confusing. A lot of fear-based messages and programming. So this year shows a shift, and we want to make the best of it. And with that, I'm going to introduce Lexi. Hello, Lexi. Hello. Where'd you go? Hang in there, folks. Be calm, right? Go with the flow. Lexi.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
I can hear you now.
Ah, here, there
hello,
you are.
Hello, you're...
I heard you. You
there
didn't hear
you
me.
Are.
Yes.
No,
thank
I
you
know.
For
I
having
have
me.
A little computer.
Thank you for having me, Daisy.
Oh,
I really appreciate this. And I just right now been really pondering all the different things going on. And one of the things we kind of touched upon before the show came on, and that was the 32, the 2022. It's a very
mm-hmm.
powerful, emotional, sensitive year. And when you take the two, it's the emotional, but when you take that energy to its highest octave, it's spiritual too. And so we have the
yes.
opportunity to take that energy with the exaggeration of the zero and make things even bigger into this emotional state, but we now have to reach higher. We have to learn to understand that our spirit carries us. Our emotions are just the guidance. So we have to reach really high and allow life to come and present itself, no matter how it presents itself, but accept what is for now and surrender this control, because we all have gotten lost in trying to control the situation that we've now been going through. And a lot of people are in so much fear, so they're trying to control fear by saying, oh, I don't want to be fearful anymore. But the more you try to control something, the worse it gets. So it's time to turn that around and say, what am I really afraid of? What am I really afraid of? And if you are religious or spiritual, there is no death. So why are we all so afraid? No, I never was, because I just can't live in fear. But a lot of people are, and I'm amazed at that, because there's nothing to fear, nothing, absolutely nothing. Life will go on.
We are told multiple times in Scripture to fear not, but trust God. And you're absolutely right. Fear is, it's a crippling, paralyzing energy.
Yes, it is. It is. And when it's purposefully perpetrated onto us in order to caress us and hold us in bondage. Fear is a bondage, because you can't really think properly anymore when you are in fear. Then it's used to control us, to steer us in the directions they want us to go. And that's really to deplete our energy, feeding on our negative energy that we then produce. So it is really important to say no to that. I'm not doing this anymore. There's no reason to fear. And the other most important thing, you need to connect more with nature. People don't go out anymore. We are sitting in the house. I'm not that good about it either, because it's been cold here. But going out, taking a walk, listening to the quiet. It's not that much quiet, but at least the quiet
to the sound of nature
out there is better than in the house, okay? And
yeah.
The birds and all of that, and the colors, if you connect like that, you start healing yourself from all the negative emotions that actually then cause illness. People don't believe, a lot of people don't believe that, but when you have negative emotion or fear, and a lot of stress will cause illness. It's nothing else that does it. It's just that. And if we start knowing that and start turning that around, we can start healing, because our body has that natural immune system that will help us to heal. So there's nothing to fear.
That's it.
It's you have to turn it around. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're all products of our thought life. And what we focus on, we create. We create. And stress will aggravate any condition. You know, we need to recognize our inner self. Just like you said, we need to bring that power that's in us and get acquainted with it. You know, we've been bombarded with misinformation, fear tactics, and confusion and plague and, you know, just all this stuff. And so we need to... you know, focus on that inner self. And the charts you do will help people to capitalize on their strengths. The charts I do will help them to capitalize on their on what's happening in their numbers. So, again, I think it's a good idea, folks, to have this done this year. But we will start taking calls now. And one question to Miss, to our lady to the stars. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. I have new Bluetooth, sorry. Okay, February 16th was my birthday, and I was wrongfully evicted, and I'm going to tell you, no negativity, and guess what? Today I'm back in my apartment. And it's like, it took me a month, it cost me a lot of money, but my faith kept me strong. My question is, I want to know, I know this is a simple question, one question. Where do I belong? Because right now, I'm working as a CNA for an agency, but I don't know where I belong. There's more than one agency. I don't know where I belong. That's my problem. Where do I belong? Does that make sense?
Okay. Do you have like three different choices to go by?
Yes.
Okay. I would say the second one would be the best for you, whatever that is. I don't really know what you're doing, but the second choice,
yeah,
we already thought that.
Uh-huh. I feel it. Yeah, I feel it. So that's 15.
And you are in a very profoundly cool astrological position this year. Now, it's very hard because on one hand, it is so emotional, which you are already, and it's so psychic, which you are, but it also causes, like at times, the stimulation of it all can make you almost vibrate. It's a new energy that you're not familiar with. You're going to have to learn,
yeah,
to flow with it. Just flow with that energy and enjoy it, because it will take you to places that you have never been before, and let your psyche carry you. You're doing a good job, but you have to trust it. This is one of the things I want to tell everybody right now. You got to learn to trust your own inner psyche. Don't worry about what somebody else tells you. It's trust what you're feeling. Don't dismiss it.
Right.
You know, and you have done this at times. One of the reasons you have done that is because you are Pisces, and Pisces at times can go a little crazy.
Aquarius. I'm Aquarius.
Oh, you're Aquarian.
I'm Aquarius.
But you feel like a Pisces to me. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
You have the seven energy as your expression. So that's Pisces. That's Neptune. But anyway, so.
Okay.
At times you can get really crazy in your expectations and you go overboard. And you know you do that, and when you do it, you get pissed at yourself. And when you get mad at yourself, then you take away your own energy. So what I want you to do, don't dismiss it. Just say, okay, I went overboard, doesn't matter. Next, let me see what I can do. Next. Stay in the
back up.
Stay
okay.
You did real well by focusing the way you did, swing about your apartment. By the way, one more thing I want to say about all of this to everybody again. We are creators, and it doesn't mean we are God or whatever. There's an almighty, there's an energy, whatever. But we are naturally creators. We create every moment of our life, the time we are born. And we've done this unconsciously mostly. We have to become conscious of what we create. We have to think about what we want. We have to kind of surround it with the energy to, like, it's like incubating it, like letting it, like, soak. And then let it be and wait for it to come to you. Because the energies out here are different now. You don't go after things like we used to. We used to really go after things. You don't need to do that anymore. You put the energy out there and just wait and see. And it will come to you.
Yeah.
Just like that apartment
came
back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got this.
The only other thing I can add is do a relocation chart on any area you might think about going. And we appreciate your participation today. And that was really good advice that you just received. Take it to your heart, okay?
Thank you.
God bless.
I am. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Okay, thank you. Take.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi, you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, yes. My question is, I'm at a crossroads with my job because I'm so full because I've been working from home for the past 2 years now. So, and I know my supervisor was saying something about the lady that I was trained under, I'll be taking on more responsibilities, and, you know, that kind of freaks me out because she does a lot. And I just want to see, do I look for something else, or should I just stick it out and just be promoted? Because I'm still as a contractor right now.
Okay. What is your month and date of birth? Just month and day.
Okay.
Month
January
and day.
8th.
Okay. Go ahead, Lexi.
What is your month and day? I didn't hear her. It's interfering.
January 8th.
February 8th?
January 8th.
January 8th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something with you that you have to overcome. It is the decision you have to make, but it's really based on truly examining and finding your inner power, because you have it, but you're scared to put it out there. There's a fear. And that's why you kind of stayed with the same thing and you worked from home, but then you got bored and now you want to do something else and you just don't know what to do. But it's not that you don't know what to do. It's that you are afraid to go out there and maybe encounter rejection or something not going right. The new thing, Capricorn, the new thing. It doesn't feel too good to do new things, even though you desire it greatly. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's time to make a decision. You know, I don't think I should help you with this. It's weird. I feel that you will know what to do. And you know what? Don't ponder it. Just kind of,
okay.
You know, when you go to bed every night for a while forward, tell yourself that you want dreams, that you want to dream something that mm-hmm. you then can relate to your situation, that you then can figure out what you should be doing. And it will be amazing, mm-hmm. some of the dreams that will come. It won't be every night. Now, you can't look for it every night, but you will see
right.
something will come. And it will be like a marvel of your own power. Your own power is going to start vibrating. And that is how you're going to move forward.
Oh, wow.
And I agree with that. And this is a year that we need to pay attention to our dreams for everybody. But I agree with that. The answer's within you, and you will receive it. And you were supposed to hear that from us today. So we thank
yes.
you for your participation.
Yes.
And,
right. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless. You're welcome.
God bless you as well.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay.
You have to talk to us.
That might be just a listener. I mean, sometimes people just want to listen, but then the switchboard puts up a question, and I think they want to hear something from us. But anyway, we'll just move on. We're going with the flow here.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy and Lexi. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. My birthday is September 15th.
Okay.
I have a question about my my job situation. It sounds very similar to the last lady's. I took a contract job beginning of January. It's supposed to be just something that'll go through the end of this year. I am working for a toxic woman, though. It's a toxic environment. And it's just interesting because I chose to leave my last job because I was working for somebody who was abusive, and I seem to be in the same situation again and already looking for something else out there. So I'm just wondering if I can get into a situation where I will be happy once and for all.
Okay. The common denominator is you in
mm-hmm.
both of these situations. Now, you know, there's no blame here. Nobody's wrong or whatever. But maybe mm-hmm. it's your approach to the situation that causes the resistance from the people around you. Now, not to say that this person is not easy to deal with, but it is so interesting that in life at times we have the opportunity through people that present themselves in our lives to work on ourselves to really find a way to connect, even if it's very hard to do. You know, the person you're dealing with, I feel, is not healthy. Is this somebody heavy? I feel heavy.
Yes. Absolutely, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay, so you have to understand their behavior at times has to do with their basic dislike of self and the basic discomfort of health. And when they're not comfortable, they can't always be real nice, or they're not always real nice, depending on their sign. And it's not really directed at you, but you take it personal. And when you take it personal, it drains your energy. And when it drains your energy, they can't feed off of you because they try to feed off of your energy, and then they become more negative. So it's toxic through that relating. So it's kind of fine. You know what you can do with this? You don't need to run from this. You can talk to the person. Talk differently. Find out how the person is doing. Like when they come in, smile. And say, how are you doing today? And then respond positively to their expectation of you. And if it is wrong, then stand up for yourself and say, but you know what? This is really not my job. I mean, I don't mind helping you or doing this, but Virgo's always overdue. You always are asked to do things that nobody else will do. That's always the case. So you have to then stand up firmly and say, no, I would like to, but I don't have the time today. Man. And just, command your space, but in a very gentle way. Because the woman's already suffering, so you don't want to put too much there, okay? But it will help you to gain your own power. Yeah. It will change you internally. And that's what we want to go for. Because if you leave that situation, you will encounter the same situation all over again. And happiness that you're seeking.
It's been a repeated pattern. And I think there's probably something in her chart that would indicate that. But this has been a repeated pattern, and we need to master it. This is the year you can master this. Lisa.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
We thank
yes,
you for,
you're going to do real well with this because the one thing about you, you take advice. When advice comes to you, when you ask for it and somebody gives it to you like we've been doing just now, you will use it. And that's going to bring you into a whole different feeling tone about everything.
Got it.
Yes.
You makes
will,
sense.
We, yeah, you will feel your
we,
own power.
We care about you. We care about you, and you do need to recognize your power. It's been thwarted because of people attacking you, but it's going to be different. It's going to change this year.
Well,
we thank you for participating.
It was the reaction you gave to it. When you reacted negative to the negative thing that came at you, then everybody was depleted, see? I mean, not that you're wrong. I mean, I totally get it. I've been in those situations many a time, okay? And I had to work through them. And at the time, I didn't have the wisdom I have now. But you can do this. And when you do, oh, my God, you're going to feel so good about yourself.
Good.
We love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. You too. God bless. Okay.
Same to
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello?
Good afternoon.
Good
hi.
Afternoon. Okay, give Lexi the month and day of your birthday.
What's your name?
Hello?
Name?
Lexi?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Okay. Okay.
Where is she?
All right. I don't know. She left the call. I don't know what happened here.
She left us? Oh, my God. You dropped her?
Yeah. Well, it's all right. Maybe she'll come back.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
This is our team.
You're on the air.
Is this Daisy?
Boy, this...
Hello,
Ardine.
Hello. Hi, Ardine. What's your question?
Oh,
here?
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hello.
What is your name?
My name's Ardine.
Ardine, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
What's your question?
Where I live here out in Chimney Rock Reservation. I got a lot of people that come over here and watch me, and they evolve their lives around me. They come in here and steal. They get access to all my information, and the banks are stealing from me. So I'm going to close my checking accounts, and I planned on going. I planned on moving from here, or at least go see family and travel. And somebody was stealing from me, so I couldn't go nowhere. So I'm stuck in a rut, and people just continuously use me and for information. I cannot have no privacy out here. There's always someone in my house, someone coming here. The locksmith lady, she just rekeys my locks, and, you know, for the 150th time, I have to...
Ardine, are you living on the reservation?
Yeah.
Is it actually on the reservation? Did you go to the council with this?
I talked to Francis Ward this morning, and I thought about going to a meeting with her. I was trying to ask her about who my cult rep is and talk to her more about it, because I want to talk to her and see.
For some reason, I'm picking up the council. I'm picking up the council.
Really?
Will help you. Yeah, well,
okay.
You know, yeah, because you're Native American, and they're there for you. That's what they're there for you. But
okay,
I think they will help you with this. But I'll let Lexi answer your question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lexi.
Oh, where do I stop?
People just want taken from me. You know, they think I
okay,
have money.
You know, everything you experience has to do with your energy palm. You know, the nature of the Indian people is very powerful. And because you reacted to so many negative things around you or responded to them like you got depleted so much that you have lost your own energy somehow. You're going to have to do some meditating outdoors. And really talk to the sun, follow your belief, and regain your own personal power. All this crap will go away.
Yeah,
it's
well, my son is the most strongest person in my family that I know of. And my mom died last year, and then after she died, my family didn't seem to care. But I got my son there. He's always there to say, he's my hero. He's always there to save me the way people are these days.
Well, that's a blessing.
Okay,
but you do need to connect to nature.
Yeah, I mean, he's turned...
Connect to nature. Meditate, get your power back.
Yeah.
Right, Lexi?
You have to get your power back. You cannot rely on your son's power.
Yeah,
that's not right. It's not. It will run out at some point. You have to find your own.
Yeah.
Because when you find your own, you're going to be so much better off.
Yeah, I've tried
what
that.
What do you believe in? Wait a minute. What do you believe in?
Well, I believe that we got a creator. There's a God. I pray to him. I read his word. I try to study the Bible.
Okay, all of the things you're saying you're doing,
right.
What are you feeling? You have to be in connection. This is the type of stuff that you have to go into a feeling of surrender and acceptance. And you haven't done that.
Yes.
You've been fighting. You're fighting. I feel the battle, but you're running low. It's like you've been doing it so long that your energy is leaving you. You have to turn that around and accept what is, like I was talking about earlier, accept what is and work with what is. And then also turn to self more. Also do the dream thing before you go to bed at night. Ask your dreams to help you with your situation, to find out what's really going on. If somebody's stealing from you, there has to be a logical approach to find out who it is. It's a bank. You can't just steal from a bank. Now, that doesn't make sense. Okay?
The bank is taking money from...
The Spirit is telling me that you need to read Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And claim it, that protection over yourself. Don't doubt it. Unbelief.
Yeah.
Just wipes everything out. Don't doubt it, and you will see a big change.
We thank you for calling us and participating. We will keep you on prayer list at the church, okay?
Okay.
Sending lots of love to you.
Okay.
That's what you need. Lots of love.
Yeah.
Yep. Lots of love.
Okay. Thank you.
Lots of love. You're welcome.
Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Welcome Hello.
Back. Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What's your name?
All right. My birthday is 8/26.
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. Okay, Mary. You want to do a Daisy first?
No, go ahead.
But you haven't even asked your question yet. I do feel that you worry a whole lot about everything. And when something resolves, you go on to the next worry. And so you have to kind of, first of all, recognize you're doing it. And then you can kind of minimize the worry that you carry at this moment because you keep doing this. And it's
okay.
At times, it's things that that you overemphasize in your mind. And it disturbs you highly that you do it, and then you get mad at yourself. All right, ask me a question.
I was wondering about my financial year coming up, how it looked.
Okay, let's see. You are a 8, 15, 7, 9, 13, 14, 15, 6. Oh, this is really an interesting year. This is a 6th year and for you, and it's a 6th year out here. So it's really a good year to produce finance. But, you know, I'm going to have to tell you this, that you will have to work hard for your money. That's just how it is. Or you will have to contain your money. It could be that, too. You have to be frugal with what you have. And it's
That's
not
it.
So much what you have. It's what you appreciate what you have. You know, I did this morning again. I do this often. I think about what I appreciated. I appreciate the heat in the house because it's cold here. I appreciate the hot water. I appreciate the food I have, the water that I drink. And it builds my energy up when I do that. And when you do that, then the abundance that you're seeking will come to you. It will be there for you.
Okay.
You know, at times we think when we get money, it's going to be all better. And it is easier if you have the money. But if you don't have extra, you can still make do with what you have, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that. So if you make do with what you have and you enjoy what you have, then a lot more can come to you because you open up your energy. We are made of energy and vibration. Oh, that's a big song.
I agree. I agree with that totally. And the frugal part, I have seen several times in reading for her that when this comes, this abundance comes to her, and it looks like it's this year, and you touched on that. And so that reading just got verified because spiritually you get verification, and you just verified it, that she does need to be careful with it because they don't come that often, and she needs to handle it very carefully.
Well, and the other thing about abundance is you have to recognize it. Because you can have very good aspects in your job, and you can have good whatever, but if you don't do something with it, then it won't happen. With you, I still will stick with it. You have to work for what you get. You have to put energy into what you get. You can't just sit back, like I was talking earlier, at this time to let it come because you're not able to do that. You're not working with that energy tone. You're working with bringing things about. You've been doing this for a long time. So I would say enjoy what you have first. That's the main thing because we are made of energy. And the energy we are made of is like a sound. We are made of sound and energy. That energy attracts like energy. So if you're positive and if you're looking forward and trusting things to come, then things will come. Because of the trust that you put out there. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy because I'm still working on it. Because there are these doubts and these, oh, it's not going to happen, and how could it, and I don't deserve it, and I feel like it's never coming, all that kind of crap. When that comes in between you, then there's a problem. Then there's a problem. So you have to work on that.
I think
work
we all experience that. And this year we need to eliminate those thoughts because this is a year where we really need to change. Well, we thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions, and you got
thank
really
you
good
both
advice
so
today.
Thank
yes,
you for
thank
calling.
You both so
you're welcome.
Very much. God
okay,
bless.
Take care.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Okay. All right, I want to make an announcement. We got 22 minutes left in the large line. So if we do not get to everybody today, you can contact me on Keen, and I'll give you 3 minutes. So I'm going to try my best. We're going to have to move along here. There's quite a few people in line.
Okay, let's make it shorter.
Hello, you're on. Yeah.
Hello, Daisy.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Daisy. This is Meredith.
Hi.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi. Hello, hello. So I'm absolutely fascinated that your friend, the astrologer, I didn't catch her name, is using just the, I'm
Lexi.
Also an astrologer, Lexi. That Lexi isn't using the full year. But anyway, so my date of birth is January 10th, 62. And my question has to do with, I have an old friend who I love very much. And my problem is that he is, he's always been more interested in me, you know, in partnership kind of ways as opposed to friendship kind of ways. And, you know, I love him very much, but I'm not interested in that. And I'm not sure if I'm making a mistake because he's a really good guy or whether I should be waiting for a different person. So I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts about that.
Okay, let me repeat that. You're interested, this guy is your friend, and he's interested in you, but you're not in him?
Yeah, and I've known him for 30 years, you know, so it's been a long time.
Well, my goodness. How am I going to work this out? You might as well just go ahead and be with him because you're already with him for 30 years.
Well, he's a Leo, and I'm, you know, obviously I'm a very heavy Capricorn, many planets in Capricorn.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, you know, every when he got married one time, he called me, you know, the week before and said, are you sure you want to? Yeah, he's going to try to give me an option in, you know. But anyway, I think he's a super good guy, you know, and I'm not sure if I'm making a mistake or if maybe I don't know. I'm just wondering if there's somebody else.
Biggest lesson in life, I have to say that. He's comically attached to you. There's something you're learning from him every time he pisses you off, and he does it a lot.
I just really get angry at him. He pisses you off.
No, you don't get angry.
I always tell him he's my favorite capitalist, and I'm his favorite socialist.
I love it. Okay. Hey, you know what? You can be friends with him as long as you're totally honest to what your agenda is with him, just a friendship or whatever. You can keep this going. Now, if you don't feel that you want to be honest, then you really have to make a decision, and it may be better if you withdraw because it's going to be an irritation to you that he keeps coming at you. So it's been kind of ongoing already, and that's been the problem, the irritation. But there's something gaining.
I'm not really irritated with him.
Okay, wait a minute.
I love him. You know, he's a good friend.
It's the questioning.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm sort of wondering if I should reconsider, maybe, you know, if I should reconsider getting romantically involved with him. You know, I don't know if maybe after all these years, maybe I've changed or something. I should give him another chance give him a chance or something. I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. This is really important. And if you want to be honest, I'll help you.
Is there some kind of
financial comfort that he offers you that you enjoy from him?
Well, I mean, I have my own business. I'm pretty successful, so I'm not really financially dependent. You know, I have a private practice in New York City and stuff. But I'm not talking about
the dependence. No. That's not what I asked you. You're not dependent on him.
But does it make you feel good
to have him in your environment is that financial comfort zone somehow. It's an illusion.
Well, you know what it is? What I think you're picking up is that he's Greek, and he's going to retire in the next couple of years. And he has a hot house in Greece. And he said, Meredith, you can just come and stay with me 8 months. You know, he's going to be there 8 months of the year. You can stay with me, you know, and you can do your business via the Internet and stuff. And, you know. Since I'm virtual now. So I'm thinking that would be nice, you know, but I don't want to be in a situation where I get there and then
the question gets very clear. I would be very cautious of doing that because you're used to doing your own thing. He's Greek, and I know that sounds kind of racist, but Greek men are very determined or intense. And you wouldn't go along with that, and it would cause a problem. And if you commit yourself to be under his roof for 6 or 8 months or whatever, that would make it very uncomfortable.
You have to be very cautious
of that.
Okay. Great. Well, I hope somebody else is coming.
You're not dependent on him financially, but you need. There's trust here that you know that you can trust him, and this, you know, he is definitely, he is focused on making this happen. And I would just, I saw you with the right person this year, last radio show. So I think that, you know, you might have a little choice coming up, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? Just if you want even to consider it, go there for a week or two and see how it goes and then just to visit. That you can do.
Okay. Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
And Daisy is right.
Thank you.
Leave yourself kind of open. Okay.
Okay, all thank right. you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Hi.
Hello,
thank
you're
so
on
much
the air.
For taking my call. Thank you. My name is Catherine. My birthday is June 26th. And I was wondering if my finances are going to improve this year, please.
Okay.
Okay. You know, this year is going to be kind of sensitive and highly, highly emotional for you. I feel it already off of you, and you feel more emotional than usual, and that's going to interfere in your financial progression a little bit. So it's focusing on containing yourself emotionally and taking that energy to a spiritual sense, where into an allowing sense, where you allow things to come to you but not get lost in illusion. Have you done this often, like you have fantasies of something and then they don't really come true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Putting
that's going to be very exaggerated this year. So you can take that to a spiritual sense. There, it works fine. But you have to also watch not to take it to an indulgent sense. The spectrum is overindulgence in some way or the spiritual sense. So it's important you take it to the spiritual sense. Because the material, the money in between that you ask for is kind of like an illusion right now. It's not real. I don't know how to explain it any better to you. But it will come. Next year is going to be a whole lot better. That's just what I'm getting. Daisy, what do you get?
Okay. Well, I get that this is a year where she's being prepared for it, so I agree with you. I think things will get better financially, but what you're really looking for, your dream, you know, your dream place of being financially is more next year. I agree with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any really, really hardships or anything, so you're being prepared for it.
Right. Just don't get lost in your dreams too much while you're driving. You know, your fantasies at times can really take you far away. So it's a beautiful thing. You know what you could do with that is write them down. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really a beautiful thing for you. I'm not saying you publish it or anything, but who knows what you could do with it later. Just write your feelings down and see what will happen over time. Reread it and find out where you've been last month or so. And it's going to be interesting to you for the in that way of self-discovery.
Yeah, dream journal. Dream journal. Works good. Thank you for participating. We're going to move on here. God bless you.
Take care.
Unmuted.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
I feel like I'm in the mountains.
Hello.
There's an echo. Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Might
Somebody
be a listener.
There?
We're moving on. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, another listener. I wish you could not put those signs up. Hello, you're on the air.
Finally, you get to me.
Hello.
It's Vicki.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay,
we've got a
Vicki.
Line today.
Let me just say something. You two, I'm cracking up. Like, I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard.
Are you laughing at us or with us? That's what my question
Mo,
to you.
Mo, the phone situation here is like, hello. It's like, oh, my God. I'm just laughing. I'm sorry. Great comedy.
Funny, isn't
it? I'm just crying laughing. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, I'm going to mute my phone when I ask my question just to keep the background noise out, because I would suggest people mute their phones because it's hard to hear you guys.
Yes.
So
no, we hear you good. I mean, I hear you good. Do you hear her, Daisy?
Yes.
Good.
Hey, Daisy.
Hi.
Okay, my question. I would love to just, I guess, do general, more so on the music front, whatever you see. I'm not going to be picky.
Well, for one thing, you need to change your course of action. To what you're doing right now is not working. It really isn't working. So you need to find something different and go somewhere else, doing something else. I do feel that you will find something, but it's going to be bizarre to how you find it. It's not going to be, you may think you're going to go somewhere to do something, but because you're going there, you find something else that you're going to be doing. So it's going to be kind of like that.
Okay.
So just let your spirit carry you. Your spirit right now, Vicky, is extremely high. You have total ability to create your life. The reason you are not doing it totally, it's almost like it's not a fear. It's like too much of it to choose from. It's a freedom that you feel that you never had before. So it's like, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? Do I do that? It's this craziness, kind of.
Yes.
But it feels good, but you get lost in it. So
yeah,
you have
know
to take one thing and pick it and then go with it and see where it takes you. And then take one other thing and go with it where it takes you. Don't try to do it all at once. And if you think about, I need to go here, no, I want to go there, no, I want to go there, then pick one place and go there first, and then see where it carries you from there. But you have the ability to do that now. You have a tremendous power, and you've got to start using it.
You're right. Okay.
Your own choices. Make your own choices. Decide for yourself. Which you do anyway. Even when you seek guidance, you end up doing your own thing anyway, which you're supposed to do. It's almost like you're trying to ride the wave through the guidance. It just doesn't work anymore. You have to do your own thing and find your own way. You can't use that wave anymore.
Okay.
I feel like
a feeling.
You're blossoming.
Yes.
I feel like you're opening.
Yeah.
You're blossoming. You know, this move to where you're at was the best thing you could have ever done, and it's a better vortex for you. And you're just, right now you're learning your ground, I guess, and setting your boundaries and finding out things, like she said, you know, see where this takes you. But there's something opening up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It always is,
okay?
Because you always end up with something, always.
Yes. I get it.
But it's being satisfied with what you're getting is one of the issues you have, because you really want more. You always want more.
The more is wanting to leave my job and do this more so this and take a lesser paying job and make, you know, and do it that way. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, again, I told the other lady, it's working what you have right now. In a way where you take control over self in the situation that you're finding yourself in is good practice while you're there. And when you master that, then you can go anywhere and do other things, or you can even stay. It doesn't matter. But you have to master yourself in the situations that you find yourself in.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
God bless.
All right, Vicky. Take care.
Thank you.
We had a lot of people. We still have
more. Hello, you're on the air. One more. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, listener. We had a few listeners that didn't. No, that's it for the callers. So basically,
I want to just say that this was a good day. It was good readings. You gave people good advice. I'm sorry for those that we did not connect with. Like I said, contact me on Keen, and I'll give you some free minutes. But we have to pay attention to our dreams this year.
Yes.
There will be dreams that will give us direction, because this is a year where, you know, everything you've been telling people, that six is a responsibility. We have to take the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So an example is in Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, when God directed Joseph to take the baby into Egypt to avoid, you know, getting killed. Dreams that reveal the future, how to recognize dreams from God. They live up and they line up with the word. If you're not sure, then seek counsel like you did today. Your dreams should resonate with your spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to validate the source of your dream. You should receive confirmation of your dream before going to sleep at night. Ask God to protect your mind and soul as you sleep, and guard you from demonic dreams. This is a year of correction. We're going to correct a lot of things that have been, and we're going to see things corrected that have been wronged to us, that have been, and it's being revealed as we speak. It's being revealed. They're recognizing it and coming out with the truth, and I praise God for it. Okay, there are many opportunities present this year, and we need to capitalize on that. And you can capitalize several ways through using your own power, connected to your spirit, and having a chart done. And I just want to say that this is a word from God. It's found in Psalm 139, verse 5. But I like particularly the Passion Translation. You've gone into our future to prepare a way, and in kindness you will follow behind us to spare us from harm of our past. With your hand of love upon our lives, you will impart a blessing to us. So just remember that. That's a scripture that I was given to give to everybody, that God is behind. I need to leave that past behind. Leave that past behind.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to. We need to change this year. We need to absolutely change. Well, we have 2 minutes left, and with that, Lexi and I send love, light, and blessings to everyone, and we pray that you make the most of this year. And if we can be of help to you, again, you can contact us for our various services. Mine is on Keen, and hers is Lexi can be found and contacted at Lexi, L-E-X-I, astrology at gmail.com. So we'll be here to help you, and we thank you for participating with us today. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.